So I want to say something about the cross. The cross, what has happened on the cross of Jesus Christ. Briefly. First of all, let me show you Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, it says on the cross, when Jesus died, he, verse 14, he canceled the certificate of debt which was against us. Every sin that we commit is like a debt that I owe to God. I commit a sin, okay, I owe something to God. You know in the Old Testament how God taught that? When you sin, you must bring a goat and kill it. Brother, how much does a goat cost? 2,000 rupees? 3,000 rupees? Imagine if you had to pay 3,000 rupees every time you committed a sin. You'll stop sinning pretty quickly. They had to bring a goat and kill it. And so, when I see sin as something serious, it's a debt. Okay, I owe 3,000 rupees to God now because I sinned here. Then a little later in the day, I sinned again. Okay, another 3,000 rupees. And then afterwards, I got angry with somebody. Another 3,000 rupees. Then I had a dirty thought. Another 3,000 rupees. By the end of one day, I've already in debt for some million rupees. And I've lived like that for so long. What a massive debt I've got to God. That's what he was teaching those people. Bring that goat. Bring that bullock. Sacrifice it because you sinned. He was teaching them that you're in debt to God when you sin. And what a massive debt we have accumulated from the time we were born. And it says Jesus took that whole certificate of debt and tore it up on the cross. That's what he did on the cross. He canceled that entire certificate of debt which was against us. And he took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. It's picture language. But our debt is gone. Imagine if you had a debt of many billions of rupees and you're always afraid to see the man to whom you owe money. He comes that way, you go this way. That's how we ran away from God. Why are people afraid to go to God? Because he's the one coming to collect the debt. That's why they're running away from God. And to see that it's gone. Somebody paid that billion or trillion rupees and I'm free. Boy, how grateful I should be to that person for the rest of my life. He paid my debt and set me free. That's the first thing that happened on the cross. And how did he do it? By shedding his own blood. Giving up his life. It was not just rupees. It was a life that he gave up. You know, there are some groups that teach that Jesus was not God. He was only a man. Or he was an angel. Jehovah's Witnesses and different groups like this. Christadelphians and Mormons. And there are different groups. They always have a problem with the deity of Christ. But do you know it, that Jesus Christ was not God? Think of it. Supposing he was the highest of created beings, let's say. Created being means not the creator. And I have sinned. And Almighty God makes someone he has created kill him for my sin. Tell me, even a human judge will not allow it. That's completely against all principles of justice. Supposing I sin and my father or mother come and say, no, I will die in place of my son. Which judge in the world will allow that person to be hanged in place of me? Cannot be. And are you trying to say God is unjust to kill some holy angel for me? That cannot be, number one reason. Number two, even if God permits one holy angel to die for me, he can only die for one person. He can't die for billions and billions of people who have sinned. No. Okay, you allow one person to die for one, then billions of angels have come to die for all the billions who have committed sin. So second reason why it cannot be a created being. Third, dying on the cross is not the price for my sin. physical death is not the punishment for sin. Because if physical death is the punishment for sin, when I die, I have paid the price. Everybody who dies should go to heaven because they died. So if Jesus only physically died, I say, you don't have to die for me, Jesus. I'll die myself. What is the punishment for your sin? Hell. And if Jesus did not suffer hell on the cross, he has not paid the price for my sin. But he did suffer hell. Do you know what hell is? Hell is to be forsaken by God. And that's what Jesus experienced for 3 hours. Hell is not physically a place. It may be, but the important thing is forsaken by God. And that's what Jesus experienced on the cross for me. That's what he struggled with in Gethsemane. Father, take this cup away from me. It wasn't physical death. He was not afraid of physical death. He'd be ready to die a million times for me and you. But the separation from the Father. Oh, Father, do I have to go through that? You and I have been together for eternity. And some angel can tell him, but Jesus, it's only for 3 hours. And you'll come back together again. No, I don't want to lose it for 1 second. See, we don't have that type of attitude to losing fellowship with God. We just tell a lie or get angry with somebody and lose fellowship with God. You fight with your wife and you don't talk to her for 1 hour. You don't have fellowship with God for 1 hour. It doesn't bother you. Afterwards, you go and apologize. But you've lost fellowship with God for 1 hour. It doesn't bother you and me because we don't value it. Jesus didn't want to lose it for 1 second. Because he knew this is the most important thing in life. And you become a spiritual man when you realize that fellowship with God is the most important thing in life. I never want to lose it even for 1 second. And Jesus struggled with that in Gethsemane. And I can imagine the Father saying to him, okay, Jesus, you don't have to go to the cross. You have lived a perfect life. Come from Gethsemane straight up to heaven. But Zach Poonen will go to hell. Jesus says, Zach Poonen will go to hell. Okay, Father, I'll go to the cross. The day the Lord opened my eyes to see that, I wept and wept and wept and wept. I said, Lord, now I know. I see your love for me in Gethsemane. When I was a child, I saw it on Calvary that you died for me, the whip and the beating and the crown. Now I see in Gethsemane the mature understanding of what the cross was for Jesus. He suffered hell that I might never go there. And you know what it brought in my heart? A tremendous hatred for sin. I said, Lord, I cannot sin again. Because I know what it did for you. Not just the physical agony of beating and all that, but you went to hell because of my dirty thoughts, because of my anger, because of my unforgiving spirit. I'll never want to do those things again. Because that's what crucified you. It's I who drove that nails into your hand. That's what he suffered. So he did face hell. So if he faced hell, the next question is, fourth, is 3 hours in hell enough? Because the only 3 hours he was forsaken. At the end of 3 hours he was again, fellowship was restored. He said, Father. At the beginning of the 3 hours, he never called him Father. You know why he called him my God, my God, my God? He never, in his eternity, he never called him as God. All his life on earth, he never called him God. He always said, my Father, my Father. But when he stood there hanging with my sin, he was standing as a criminal before the judge of the universe. And he could not call him Father. Because Zach Poonen sinned. And sins were on him. He said, my God, my God. I don't know why you've forsaken me. Because, you know, when a man goes to hell, he can't think. I mean, I can say it's for my sin, God. But he's in hell now. He can't even understand. Why have you forsaken me? As if he didn't know. If he was in his senses, he'd have known. But he's facing hell. When you get to hell, you don't understand anything about God. Why have you forsaken me? But one thing he said, even if you have forsaken me, which I don't understand, you are still my God. He didn't say, oh God, in a defiant way, my God. I don't know why you have forsaken me, but you are still my God. That is submission. And I say, Lord, you did that for me. But 3 hours is not enough. Because the punishment for sin is eternity in hell. Can a man suffer eternity in hell? In 3 hours? No. But an infinite being can suffer the pains of eternity even in 1 second. Because infinity into one is equal to eternity into one. That means eternal punishment can be experienced by an infinite being even in a moment. So if Jesus was a created being who is not infinite, then my sins are still there, unpunished. So these are the four reasons why I say Jesus could not have been a created being. He was Almighty God who took my punishment. I say that because nowadays there are so many clever people who have so many questions. My debt is gone.